Catch every moment of Union High School football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Well, it wasn't always pretty, but you can't say it wasn't entertaining. Union drops this one tonight, 23-21, to the Mustang Broncos. Rick Corey, along with Thomas Stockton and Doc Blevins here at Union Total Stadium on the last homecoming in the current configuration of this stadium, and a heartbreaking one at that, Tom. The Redskins really playing a very good second half right up until they allow one guy to run free in the end zone, and that's a crusher.
Yeah, it is, and it's been kind of a habit. Oh, yeah, Mansfield, you know, with that. And the same way with Broken Arrow. And then last week, a long play with Owosso. And, you know, you got to stop those. There's no other way to say it. You've just got to stop that from happening.
Coach Frederick is putting on the headsets right now. We'll get to him here in just a moment as the Redskins had a final gasp at it. Coach has the headsets on. And, Coach, like I said earlier, you can't say that it was always terribly well played, but it was entertaining toward the end. Your team played so well in the second half. Was Rovan Banks the key to that?
Well, we had to look for something that would give us a spark, and we felt like that was one thing that he could do, being a dual threat. It definitely changed some things. And, you know, it's so tough because I felt like we played really well defensively in the second half just to not be able to make that stop there at the end.
Well, yeah, that one was a little surprising, too, in that was the first catch of the night for Doran. You guys had done a very nice job. And up to that point, though, you mentioned you really kind of had things together. I really felt momentum switch in the third period. Could you feel it?
Yeah, I did. I really felt like I said, I felt like that we came out. We just started too late. And I don't know, you know, sometimes when you're looking at this, we've got to be able to regroup. You know, kind of at a loss after a tough deal like this.
Right, that is the hardest thing. So what'd you say to your guys?
I told our guys that, hey, it should hurt. I mean, I'm not going to tell them everything's okay because it's not. You know, I mean, we've got to find a way to pull together. And I told them that we're going to judge success not by what it says on a scoreboard, but by our commitment to the cause. And so we expect our guys to stay committed and continue to improve. The good thing about it is we get to play some more football games.
And one of those next week against a really good Putnam team. But as it stands now, you really got yourself – I mean, it's really kind of fun seeing Rovan Banks out there. If nothing else, you've given teams things to look forward to on film, haven't you?
Sure, we definitely have. And we've got to find an identity, and maybe he's part of that.
All right, past that, any other critique of how certain guys played tonight? I thought, A.J. had his moments. I thought Wilkerson did as well.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that, A.J.'s, nursing a foot right now, and we obviously miss Jake Rogers in there, and I've got some guys banged up. We've got to get some healthy. It's got to get on our side a little bit, but proud of the guys and the way that they came out in the second half.
It just
kind of stinks that it didn't turn out for them.
Yeah, and now, of course, the long road trip, which would be the first one of the year, and you do kind of have to work into that this week, too, and tell your guys to get ready because that's a different animal, isn't
sure,
it?
Sure it is. You know, it's one of those things. But, we drove to Texas, so I think we can figure out how to get to Oklahoma City.
Yeah, you know what? I think I'd rather drive to Texas than drive to Turner personally. But all right, Coach, we appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Right.
We'll see you on the Coach's Show on Monday. That's Coach Kirk Frederick, and certainly you can hear exactly what you expect to in his voice, Tom, and that's that he's just as disappointed as anybody else. And head coaches get paid money because they get a chance to make decisions and make speeches and such, but there's no canned speech for we lose with 40 seconds to go.
No, you don't practice those, and you hope to goodness you never have to do one. And I liked his honesty, that he didn't tell his kids everything's okay and we're going to have to do this, and I'm sure he doesn't want to be put on the spot with what we're going to do quarterback wise, but I think the options look good, and I really like the way Banks played tonight. He was unbelievable.
All right, so let's take a look at some of the quick stats, shall we? Rovan Banks did come in at quarterback, and as coach said, trying to find a personality. Maybe they found some of it tonight. Banks 1 of 4 on the air, 11 yards, but He did run it 11 times for 96 yards, was Union's leading rusher and a couple of touchdowns. Trent DeSmet went 5 of 10 tonight for 24 yards. J.D. Geneva was injured. Redskins turned it over 3 times, ended up throwing for only 35 yards, ran for 201, so 236 total yards for Union. We'll take a break and come back with our player of the game. Doc Blevins is looking for Rovon Banks right now. Redskins lose this one 23-21. This is Union football on KRMG.
I'm here today with Professor Richard Goldman, who's holding history in the palm of his hand. Tell me, Professor, what does it feel like?
Well, like two uncirculated U.S. $10 Gold Liberty vintage coins. These coins are from the California Gold Rush era.
Look at the detail. This coin is over 100 years old, but it looks nearly brand new.
A limited number of these coins were rescued from government meltdown. The surviving gold coins are still in uncirculated condition, and they're available courtesy of government.com.
How can the public get their hands on these beautiful Gold Liberty coins?
Well, to find out how to secure your coins at this exceptional government price, call 1-800-932-4635. But there's a limit of 3 per household. So call now and we'll give you a free gold guide plus a bonus Patriots pack, including a 100-year-old U.S. Lincoln cent just for calling. Call now to get your free gold guide, including an actual 100-year-old U.S. Lincoln cent valued at over $10 free. 1-800-932-4635. That's 1-800-932-4635.
With kids, life is one big adventure. That's why you need a strong financial partner like TTCU Federal Credit Union. You could get $150 when you open a checking account. And every time you use your School Pride debit card, TTCU donates to schools. Checking account? Why not call it your living account? TTCU Federal Credit Union. With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20% as of 7/1/19. Offer ends 10/31/19. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa, I-44 Memorial. Oh, Trina, it's so much fun and shopping experience like none other.
We like to keep it nice and easy, and we like to have fun.
Farm trucks, work trucks. We have a couple 18s left, running wide open with the 19s, and then the 2020s are starting to trickle in as well.
Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa and Route 66 Chevrolet at I-44 Memorial is not only a better way to buy a vehicle.
It's the right way.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the free KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
Back at Union Tuttle Stadium, a homecoming that is crushing for Union, losing 23-21 to Mustang. Rick Corey, along with, of course, right here in the booth with me, Tom Stockton, and Doc Blevins down in the field. And Doc couldn't get a player that wants to talk to him, and I certainly understand why. But, Doc, a few thoughts from you. You've stood down there for a lot of games, and I've seen a lot of teams. And, unfortunately, this Union football team is just struggling. What are your observations? What did you take away from tonight?
Well, our team is struggling way longer into the season than we've ever seen them struggle. One thing about Mustang, Lee Blankenship's considered one of the really bright young coaches in the state. This is the first time he's been at a place where he could really do something. And Mustang is going to be the dominant team over there because they're not splitting into several high schools. They're going to do what Union, Jinx, and Owosso have done and stay one high school. This is a good program we played tonight.
And I don't think people realize, Doc, they are the biggest school in the West and the fourth biggest school in Oklahoma. months.
And,
so,
and they're growing.
Right. And so the point you make is that they're going to have players. And you saw what they brought tonight. We've been on the site. We've been here before and seen a team from the West come over here with 27, 28 players. These guys brought 70 people with them.
They've got a great program. It's just getting better and better. And that, they're the best shot for the other side. The other thing is I've been around this program a long time. And, folks, we saw the beginning of a new era tonight because Rovan Banks is the future. Coach told me on the pregame interview that they wanted to kind of spoon feed him and not push him into it. But the way things are going, I would not be surprised to see that future start right now. And at Falls Creek this summer, I had Rovan with me, and I told him, I said, hey, your junior and senior year, I'm going to probably interview you a few times as player of the game. I didn't realize it would start this soon.
But. Well, and I think for everyone, no one really was wanting it to start this soon. But no. You're right. I think you might have seen that beginning to an era. And you heard Kurt Frederick say, quite honestly, look, we need a personality, and number 12 might be it. Now, you mentioned you were around him at Falls Creek. What kind of young man is he?
He's an outstanding young man. He's kind of quiet and reserved, but he's a good kid, and he had a life-changing experience at church camp, which is what we take him there for. But I really enjoyed getting to know him, but he's not very talkative. And I could tell when I said you're going to be on the radio, he was like, deer looking in the headlights. But we'll work with him on that. After a win, he would have done it. I understand this is just hard on these kids. But there's still time to turn around. Like I said, if I'm the number one or number two seed in the state, I really don't want to see myself having to play Union early because this team will get it together.
Yeah, they will get better. There's no question. Thanks very much, Doc. Great job as always. Taking a look at some of the final stats from Richard Johns on Mustang. Conrad was 4-15 tonight, so he actually came in at 44%. He's had a worse night tonight as the fireworks were going off here at Union. They're doing that for homecoming. 56 yards for Conrad overall. When it comes to rushing the ball, it was 140 yards for Phillips. He was very good at a couple of long runs. Brown 7 for 19 and Martin 11 for 32. Total yards, 56 passing, 192 rushing for 248 total yards. All right, Tom, you've been there as a head coach. You've been there when you have a team that's just struggling to find themselves. And you're struggling for the words to keep them interested. And not just interested, but keep them motivated. Letting them know that there's still an opportunity to do some things. What do you say?
Well, I think you just have to be truthful to them that we have not played to our potential yet. We have not played to the level that Union normally plays, but the fact is we can, and next week is the time. And just take it one week at a time. That's all you can do.
Well, that week next week is going to be against a Putnam North team that has been very good. They're unbeaten as the Union goes up there at 5-0. You mentioned Doc talking about the playoffs, and you know this Union team could miss the playoffs, although that isn't anything near likely because of how deep the playoffs go. But you do have to get better. Now, with Rovan Banks, if Union decides to go that way, Tom, they do cause some problems for people and what they can present with Rovan Banks, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. And, a defense now has to worry about the quarterback running, the quarterback passing. And then we also have many good running backs and good receivers. So it does kind of spread the field out.
Well, we'll see what happens next week. We will join you next Friday night from up in Oklahoma City. And until then, thanks very much to Mike Downing for keeping things together here before he steps away from the radio board for good. Thanks to Tom and, of course, down in the field, Doc Levins and to Richard Johns. Union loses here at halftime, at their homecoming, 23-21. And we'll be with you next week from Putnam City. Good night from Union Tuttle Stadium.
Attention, if you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima's resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-5575. 800-279-5575. 800-279-5575.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
With over 3 million cases a year in the United States alone, erectile dysfunction is a common condition among men. ED can cause stress in your relationship or may even be keeping you from having a partner. Unfortunately, pills and supplements often don't work. The good news is Universal Men's Clinic has been treating ED for nearly a decade with a high success rate. We've made finding a solution as stress-free as possible with no wait time appointments and ED treatments customized for your specific needs.
I'm Dr. Charles Arakaki. The Universal Men's Clinic specializes in using modern medicine and a sophisticated monitoring system to help men suffering from ED or low testosterone. Our professional staff is specially trained, discreet, and confidential.
Help is here. Take the first step to getting your life back by making an appointment today. No referral is necessary. Call Universal Men's Clinic at 918-488-0000. That's 918-488-0000. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
Been listening to Union Redskins Football, presented by TTCU Federal Credit Union, Route 66 Chevrolet, and Route 66 Nissan on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. Make sure you go to KRMG.com and the KRMG app for a complete replay of tonight's coverage. For KRMG's Rick Corey and the rest of the game crew, good night.